Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Time now to pay a special tribute to dads on this Father's Day 2011. Much is being written about the role of fathers in families these days and the importance of fathers as role models for their sons and nurturing their daughters. So I thought tonight we'd do much the same as we did on Mother's Day this year and ask you about your dad. Complete this sentence: my dad is gold, 'cause, and it's up to you. We had some wonderful responses to the same question about mums on Mother's Day. Give us a call, 1300 40 2020, or post on our Open House Community Facebook page, as numbers already have. Here's the sentence we want you to finish: my dad is gold, 'cause. While you do, I want you to meet a very special dad. Alan DeBarge is a father of two from southwest Sydney. He's the Community Father of the Year. It's awarded by the Father's Day Council and the Shepherd Centre. Alan was chosen because of his commitment to his wife and kids through a very tough time, and also for his commitment to making his community a better place. Alan was nominated by his very admiring and adoring daughter. What higher honour is there than that? And Alan joins us on the line. Alan, hi.
Oh, hi, Lee. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, another special day once a year.
And congratulations on your award. What have you been doing today?
Today I'm doing a training camp for martial arts, and they just so happened to fall on Father's Day.
That's your community commitment, yet again.
Yet again. Look, we do something on Father's Day every year, but this year we had a 3-day camp, and I couldn't pass it up. It was a fantastic opportunity to get my next Dan grading.
You're a good man.
Yeah.
So what were the attributes that you demonstrated that your daughter nominated you for?
I think I talked to her afterwards and what she read out on the day. I think really just to be there for her as a mentor more than anything, rather than being there as a father. I mean, we spend a lot of time together at nights around the dinner table, and that's crucial for our family. That was a big part of our relationship between my daughter and also my son, and also with my wife as well. I think that's a very big point. Attributes would be listening, guiding rather than telling, and just basically having, using your ears more than your mouth, pretty much.
Yeah. So this is the crucial role for fathers, not only with sons, it's what I wanted to draw out, but also with daughters as well.
Look, I think a happy daughter has got a happy relationship with her father, a good relationship. I mean, a lot of daughters have got great relationships. There's good and bad relationships, but I think a happy relationship is a good relationship with your dad.
And this was especially the case, and this is at the heart of your nomination, during the time that your wife went through a terrible experience with breast cancer.
Yes, look, it was horrendous. Anyone would know that's gone through that. And I think the kids were sort of left on their own a little bit because I was away a lot. Away from my business, away from my family, to be with my wife, and I think they saw that, especially my daughter saw the amount of time and love and affection I had to show during that time, and I did take a lot of time out of work and to be with her. Yeah.
What were the new challenges you faced as both, I suppose, a husband, but also as a father during that time?
Look, one of the particular things I faced was to make sure that the kids were okay, as well as my wife. I mean, my wife was taken care of by the doctors and nurses, and they did a fantastic job over the year. But just to make sure that the children were also felt part of it, and not to make them feel out of it, but also give them their space as well to deal with it in the way they dealt with it, because they both dealt with it in a different way.
Yeah, how did you do that?
Pretty much we had times where we got together after the hospital. For example, like I'd spend the 2 days there or a day there, then I'd come up, make home, make sure they were all together, and we'd discuss it and have a chat about it. And they'd then confine with me, their friends, their family members, other their uncles or their aunties, and it was just letting them deal with it in their own way rather than telling them how to deal with it.
Yes. I know one of the sayings that's very important to you, it's well known: it takes a village to raise a child. How's that played out in your family's life?
Look, we've been in the same area for a long time. When I say the same area, I mean, we've moved around a couple of the suburbs in this little pocket here at southwest Sydney, and a lot of people know us, and we spend a lot of time with the community, especially when there's been problems, people with disabilities that require wheelchairs or there's golf days for people with cancer. Our whole family gets involved in that. They all know that I have children. We know other people have had children. They've had issues. We've helped them. They've helped us. So that's basically what I meant with that quote. I mean, a community raises the children with you. You don't just do it on your own. They're friends, other parents, other friends of friends. So everybody's involved in the raising of the children.
Yes. You've had a particular role in your community with locals against graffiti and gangs.
Yeah.
What prompted you into that kind of action?
Look, over a period of time, I don't know if you... Wattle Grove was an up-and-coming suburb that was developed by Delphin. And when the young families moved in, they had, like, young children. And one of the things that wasn't done was an area like a community centre for the children utilised by teenagers as they're growing up. So well, they were left with a lot of teenagers that were growing up and had really nothing to do here because it's only a little shopping centre. And that caused a lot of issues with them, with antisocial behaviour, walking the streets at night, drinking, doing that sort of thing. And that was rampant. It was getting worse and worse. That motivated me to do something about it.
When it comes to the issues of gangs, delinquencies, and we've seen a lot written about this following the London riots,
yep.
Do you see one contributing issue or factor in that
yep.
as the lack of fathering, breakdown of families?
Look, I mean, I mentioned that on a couple of blogs that I had, and I did say that a big factor is knowing where your children are. And one of the things that I noticed when I go to the meetings, because we have what they call a conciliation meeting when the kids get caught doing graffiti or whatever, and I have noticed at those meetings, at every meeting I've been to, that it is a breakdown in the family. Mm. And I have noticed a lot of them... the mothers and the fathers are separated and they're living with one of the parents and the other parent has a partner. And so that's a big, big factor. I guess I've sort of tried to help a lot of the kids, my children's friends as well, some of them that don't have parents, and that's why I have the open door policy where they, I have mentored a lot of their friends as well. And I think it's important to have that strong role model in the family. I mean, that can be the mother, or the father, but I mean, a father is a father and a mother is a mother.
So I need to ask you then your top tips for both keeping a marriage together and also for bringing up kids. How would you respond to that?
My top tips. Look, yeah. I would say that you treat people as people. I teach martial arts to children as well, and I have a very, very big following because I treat them individually. Your personality has to change with different people. And both my children, I father them differently. And I think that you really have to understand the person who the children are. I mean, my son is a different animal to my daughter, and then you've got a man and woman. So, again, you father them in a different way that they can respond to. That's basically what I'd say.
In terms of time, do they need both quantity of time and quality of time?
Yes, I think, again, everyone's busy, right? So we're all busy. We all have businesses and pastimes that we do. I think coming together for us, and this is just for my family, I'm speaking from my personal experience, coming together at night to have dinner around the table and making sure that everybody's there, including any of their friends that happen to be there, I think that's a really big factor for us.
Yes.
We've had some doozy arguments around the table, some debates about, stuff that you wouldn't talk about. But that's a big factor for us. That's helped us get through, understand the kids as they've been getting older. So, I mean, things at 10-year-old, now my son's 20, it's changing every day. So to understand as it changes, I think you can spend quality time with them. I mean, I play regular golf with my son. We go skiing together. And you know what I do with my daughter, don't you, Lee?
What's that?
Shopping.
Oh, you're a golden dad. That earns you heaps of brownie points, mate.
Well, look, it's an incentive for her to do the stuff she's doing as well with her university or her college degree with fashion.
There is no greater sacrifice of a man's time.
I know she loves it.
So anyhow, seeing you the fountain of all wisdom, top tips for keeping a marriage together?
Look, again, mutual respect. I mean, sometimes it's good to listen, not to shoot off from the mouth. I've learnt that many, many years ago in an industry when I was in the motor trade to listen more than speak. And one of the things, especially with again, different personalities, I mean, my wife and I, we come from completely different backgrounds, and just keeping that together was a bit of a battle. But, I think just maybe communicate, listen, spend time, quality time together.
Alan DeBarge, it's great to talk with you. Congratulations again and happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.